The chart. Make no mistake, Earth is not our home. The other side is our home. We had joyful, busy lives there before we came here, and we'll return to those lives when we leave here. That's a promise. Not from me. From God, who gave us eternal spirits as part of our birthright the moment He created us. We make these brief trips to Earth to learn the hard way through firsthand experience for the growth and progress of our souls on their eternal journey. It's a whole different education than we could ever hope for on the other side, because on the other side, everything is infused with God's perfection. And as my spirit guide, Francine, has rhetorically asked me a million times, what have you learned when times were good? So, we choose to come here as rarely or as often as we feel the need, and we choose what we're interested in learning and working on this time around. And just as we would never head off to college without deciding which college would serve us best, what courses we'll need, where we should live and with whom, and countless other details to give ourselves the best odds up front of what we want to accomplish, we wouldn't dream of coming to Earth unprepared. And so, before we come here, we write our chart. It's an understatement to call it detailed. From the broad strokes to the most trivial moments, we leave nothing to chance in pursuit of our goals. I don't know anyone, including myself, who can imagine having deliberately chosen some of the unpleasantness, ugliness, and tragedy in his/her life. But let me just remind you, and myself again, we write our charts in preparation for coming to a very rough boarding school. So the charts themselves are bound to be filled with difficult challenges and lessons learned the hard way. If what we were in search of was a happy, carefree, perfect life, we'd stay home. And then there's the blissful euphoria that is our constant state of mind on the other side, including when we're with our chosen spirit guide writing our chart. We're fearless, we're utterly confident, we're our most loving selves, and we're surrounded by nothing but unconditional love 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we would be, if there was such a thing as time on the other side. Our charts include our intended purpose, also known as our life theme, our most difficult obstacle, also known as our option line, our plans for how and when to return to the other side, also known as our exit points, and the animal spirit we bring along to join our spirit guide and our angels in watching over us throughout our time on Earth, also known as our totem. Those are the generalities, the engines that will keep us moving forward. We then begin the painstaking task of choosing each and every fine point on the journey. To name just a few, we choose our parents, siblings, and every other family member. We choose every aspect of our physical appearance, from hair, skin, and eye color, to body type, to height, to weight, including major and minor gains and losses, to any distinctive markings, peculiarities, and disfigurement. We choose our exact place, time, and date of birth, which means that we choose all the details of our astrological chart. We choose our friends, our lovers, our spouses, our children, our bosses and co-workers, our casual acquaintances, even our pets. We choose the enemies, no matter how well disguised, we'll meet along the way, and the sociopaths, also known as the dark side. We choose the cities, the neighborhoods, and the houses we'll live in. And so on and so on and so on, including every important and trivial moment of the lifetime that lies ahead. One of the most common fallacies about the chart when the concept of them first comes up is that we arrive on Earth with no free will. Actually, we come here with countless choices surrounding every detail. If it's in your chart to catch a cold when you're 4 years old, it's up to you whether you'll stay in bed and get over it or let it develop into pneumonia. If your chart clearly states that you're invited to a friend's birthday party when you're 20, you can choose to be rude and ignore the invitation, properly decline with a phone call or note, go to the party and be miserable, or go and have a wonderful time. When a dark entity shows up as dictated in your chart, it's your choice whether to walk away, get involved and let it destroy you, or get involved and learn to keep your distance next time. A charted life is absolutely a life full of options, and proof that our lives aren't measured by what we're confronted with, but by how we deal with what we're confronted with.